think you can tell a cougar made that mix. This is The Record on KUOW, and hail to the victors in Ann Arbor. Thanksgiving is upon us. That means family food and football. When the Washington Huskies and Washington State Cougars meet in the Apple Cup on Friday, keep that in mind. It's going to be the first time since 2002 that both teams face each other with winning records. Besides bragging rights, there's a lot on the line for both teams this year. And joining me in the studio this time, Art Teel, co-founder of Sports Press Northwest, Sports Press, and W.com. It's great to have you here in person.
It's fun. Thank you, Marcy.
Well, I think we have to start talking about this year's Apple Cup last year, because that was a game of games. People thought it was going one way. What happened?
The Huskies choked utterly. It was really a remarkable collapse. 17 down. The Cougars were down 17 in the fourth quarter, came back to tie, forced an overtime. Then the Huskies screwed up a play in which a defensive lineman almost scored the decisive touchdown. They kicked a field goal, won 31-28, and Steve Sarkisian, the Huskies coach, and all the players say they are bitter to this day about that game, because it really was a blow to the Husky season, and it made the Cougar season.
Now, the Huskies had a kind of season last year where they were doing really well, and then they kind of collapsed at the end of the year. How would you judge where both teams are at this point in time?
Well, they're both, I think, on an uptick. The Huskies are coming off a game in which they scored the most points
ever.
Since 1915. They beat Whitman back in 1915.
Okay.
Slightly more, but 69 points against the Oregon State, which a team which has done well against the Huskies. And the Cougars won as well. The Cougars are now bowl eligible. They have 6 wins. The Huskies have 7. There's kind of stakes here. It's not like they're not going to be going to bowls or something, or there's no championship at stake. But they both have winning records. And the Cougars traditionally always make their season if they win or lose to the Huskies. The Huskies like to fancy themselves with higher ambitions than that, but really it's pretty close to a co-equal. The Huskies are well favored, but I also think that Mike Leach is a clever fellow.
Well, the Huskies also have one sort of weird stumbling block or hex that's sitting on them. They have yet to win 8 games under this particular coach, Steve Sarkisian,
right?
And if they win, this is game 8, right?
Right. Well, this will be the 8th win. That'll be a breakthrough, and they'll play in a bowl and have a chance to win a 9th game. So this has been kind of a ceiling for Sarkisian, and he really has for 2 years now said we have to take the next step, which is obviously getting to more than 7 wins. And there were people prior to the Oregon State game that were ready to fire him, and probably still are, because that's what college sports fans do. They always like to fire the coach whenever they don't like an outcome. So I don't think there's any jeopardy in that. In fact, the greater jeopardy is probably losing him to USC. That's where he was coached for several years under Pete Carroll, and he is known to be coveted by a lot of the folks in the USC constituency.
And USC is not having its greatest year, is it?
Well, they actually wound up getting back in the top 25 after they fired their coach after the season's 4th game. And I believe they're either 8-3 or 9-3 now. And they're playing UCLA this weekend. So I could see where there might be a momentum building to keep the interim coach. But I also think that they're probably going to go outside.
Why is a bowl game so important to both Cougars and Huskies?
That's a really good question, because the honest answer is it's really silly.
Okay.
But from a pure coaching standpoint, it allows the team 15 extra practices prior to the bowl game that they wouldn't get if they were not going to the bowl. So that's a big deal. And the real big deal behind bowls is it's all a real estate play. And I'm not talking football. There are hoteliers and chambers of commerce and boosters who want to fill up hotel rooms in the host cities that are normally vacant, because nobody goes to hotels around Christmas except for bowl parties. So those are the main reasons. And it's also a chance for both schools to reward boosters by giving them free drinks and free food and giving them a car ride home so they don't get a DUI.
Okay, well, that's at least, you know, a week away, a bowl game.
Yes.
What's your prediction for Friday? I keep saying Friday because that's not a normal day for college football.
I guess it's cloudy, but no winds and highs in the upper 40s. So it's
Who do you think's going? The Apple Cup.
Well, the Huskies are favored by 6, and I think that's probably a pretty accurate thing. I just made a pick of 41-34. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Both teams, the Huskies are completely different. They run the ball, and, of course, the air raid offense of Mike Leach is all about passing. And I just think the Huskies have better depth throughout both sides of the ball than the Cougars do, and it's ultimately going to prevail, especially at home, because the new stadium is in its finishing up its first year. And they're going to pack it, and I think it's going to be a definite advantage for Washington.
So 12th man, 12th person,
yeah,
12th group.
Yes.
Shifting really briefly to baseball, just a couple days ago we heard that longtime Mariners president Chuck Armstrong will step down. How do we look at his tenure?
Well, it's certainly a mixed bag. You have to give the man credit for helping land Ken Griffey Jr. back in the late 80s when he was coming out of high school. He was also a part of the group that helped save the franchise when it was threatening to go to Tampa in 1992. And he was in command in the 1995 season that the Mariners continued to live off of this until this day. And he was also around for 2001. But the last 12 years have been a debacle. The Mariners have had 8 losing seasons in the last 10. They are one of 2 franchises never to have been in the World Series. And it is these last few years have been a nothing but a churn of managers and players to no good end. They lost 91 games last year, and the fans are just livid with the ownership and Chuck Armstrong.
We'll look ahead to spring when that comes. It's always something to look forward to. Art Thiel, co-founder of Sports Press, Northwest Sports Press, NW.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.